Hello, Jody speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hi, thank you for connecting to the eBay. My name is Jack. How can I help you?
Hi, I've just received a call from you guys about money being deducted.
Yes. Do you do online shopping with eBay?
What's the... Are you saying eBay? E-B-A-Y?
Yes, yes. Do you do online shopping with eBay, madam?
Sorry, are you talking about eBay?
Yes, madam. I'm asking you, do you do online shopping with eBay?
Yes.
Yeah, that means somebody are trying to misuse your eBay account and purchase that iTunes gift card for $299.
So how do we stop that?
We are going to just help you to cancel this transaction and refund your money back. You no need to be worried about it. Okay. What you need to do, madam, you need to first cooperate with us so that I can give you the 9-digit cancellation code. I will guide you. First, tell me, like, which device you log into your eBay account.
I use my mobile.
Okay, is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
My iPhone.
iPhone. Just open up your App Store.
Okay.
Yes.
How do I know you're actually calling from eBay? How do I know you're not a scammer?
And how do I know that you are a genuine person?
Exactly. So can you send me an email address from your eBay account, please?
Madam, that's why you got an automated voice message just to confirm that. If you did not make any transaction today morning, that means somebody misused your account and they are trying to short charge with you. And over the phone call, we are not asking you any personal information because this call is being recorded for training and quality purposes. So you have to understand my concern, who am I, and once you are get connected, you can see in front of your own eyes in your device, like eBay Secure Server, has been connected eBay Secure Server, nothing any XYZ company. That's the main proof you're... Sorry?
Okay, I understand, yeah.
Yeah, so... Okay, and do you share your any information outside or anyone else, madam?
No.
Okay, just open up your App Store.
Yep, I've done that.
Okay, and look at the right-hand side bottom corner. Can you see any magnifying glass logo, which is called search?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yep.
And type over there AnyDesk, A-N-Y.
Yep.
D-E-S-K.
Yep.
AnyDesk. Now, give a click on search.
Yep.
What can you see on your screen after that?
The first option is the Google app, and then the second option is a red app called AnyDesk Remote Desktop.
Yeah. You choose the option which says AnyDesk Remote Desktop. At the right hand side, you can see Get option. Just double click on Get option.
Yep.
Okay, after click on Get, it will be taking some few minutes. After click on Get, once you can see the Open option comes up, just press on Open and open that application so that we can provide you the cancellation 9-digit code. Alright.
Yeah. So if this was trying to come from my eBay account, wouldn't it be in my eBay or my notifications?
You see, as you know that, madam, somebody are trying to misuse your eBay. If somebody are trying to misuse your eBay, that means you don't get any kind of notification from eBay customer service. As a confirmation call, we are providing you the security and password so that nobody can access to your eBay account. And how can you see that transaction? Because that is a fake transaction which has been generated some other way, the other people. So we can't see any notification in your mobile phone.
Okay.
Because your eBay account has been compromised. The simple
thing. Yeah.
Okay, Kaya. Yeah. Did you open the AnyDesk app?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what you can see on the AnyDesk app, did you see any number over there?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me the number. That is your cancellation 9-digit number.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable doing this, so I'm just going to end this phone call now, because I don't know if you're hacking into my phone. I don't have confirmation you're from eBay.
No, once you are telling me that number, I will provide you the security warning message. You can see the security warning message. Okay,
I don't know if you've already hacked my phone at that point. I'm not comfortable.
No, we are not trying. Oh, I understand. I'm not trying to forcing you. I'm not trying to do anything. I don't have any bad intention. It's just you are going to be connected with our eBay Secure Server through that application, nothing else. Once you are connected, you can see in front of your own eyes, madam. If you can't see that...
Okay, I'm just going to terminate this phone call now, because again, I don't have confirmation you are actually calling from eBay. You're not willing to send me an email from the eBay account to confirm your eBay.
Okay. I am going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor, okay? You just be with me. We are providing you the email, and we will provide you each and every information. Just stay on this line. All right. Hello. Yeah, hi ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. Your call is connected to the senior technician. My name is Alan DeCosta. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you.
Nice to hear. And I do believe that my junior colleague make you understand what is the reason to give you this call, and he is polite to you, right?
Yes, correct.
And he make you understand each and everything what happened and why we are giving you this call and why we generated this cancellation ID for you, right?
Yes, but I don't have confirmation you were calling from eBay, and that's where I have concern. So if you can send me...
I understand your concern, ma'am.
I'm talking, please. You can't call me and then expect me just to believe your eBay without actually proving
I understand your concern, ma'am. Not a problem, ma'am. If you want the confirmation message, you are going to get also that. And when we are going to activate this cancellation ID for you, you will get to see eBay support desk on that time also, okay?
Yes, but that's after the fact. I'm not willing to proceed further in this point until I have confirmation.
Don't need to worry about that, ma'am. Can you please verify me your email ID once again so I can go ahead and simply verify that whether the verification email was sent to you or not. So can you confirm me the email ID one more time? You will get to see a verification message from eBay headquarters, okay? So will you please confirm the email ID one more time?
My email address, is that what you're talking about? Yes.
You need to spell out me the email ID so we can send you the verification message one more time, okay? Confirm your email ID.
Jodie, J-O-D-I-E.
Okay.
@hotmail.com.
I'm confirming you one more time. We'll just wait for a second. It will be J as in Joker, O as in Oscar, D as in David, I as in Indiana, E as in Edward, dot, T as in Tango, H as in Hot.
P as in Peter.
P as in Peter.
H for hippopotamus.
Okay.
E for F.
Okay.
L for Lima. P
okay.
For Peter. F
okay.
For Snake.
Oh. @hotmail.com, right?
Correct.
Now, I just want you to go ahead, ma'am, and check your email. We sent you your verification email on this email ID, okay? I just want you to go ahead and check that once, okay?
Check in my inbox.
Just try to refresh the email. Hardly it will take 1 minute like that, okay? Just wait for a second. Just let me check that.
Yep.
And I understand.
waiting.
Yeah, just give me 1 second, ma'am, because I'm just checking in our server why the email was not sent to you. Where is the problem happens to our customer is getting suspicious, right? We need to check that. Just give me a minute. So you'll get to see each and everything.
Okay.
And that, yeah, the email ID which we can see is registered on the eBay was jodie.phelps@hotmail.com, right?
Yeah, jodie.phelps@hotmail.com.
Not a problem, ma'am. Can you go ahead and please check your email once more time? Like, do you receive any verification email?
No, there's nothing.
Try to refresh the email. And sometimes what happened, ma'am, the email goes to your spam folder also, or maybe it will take like 30 seconds. So just try to refresh your email once, and after that, please, do you see any email came up?
I can see the email.
Can you read out the email which you received from the eBay Hot headquarters, right? And can you read out for me what you received? You can see that there was Google Play gift card for $299.99 was made. And also you'll get to see the order ID number, which is from our side we can see the order ID ending with 4587, right?
Yes, correct.
So you can understand, now you can do one thing, go back to your home screen of your mobile, and you can understand, ma'am, you are not talking to any XYZ person. If you are from the XYZ company, they are going to simply ask you all of the details over the phone, but even never ask any customer details, okay? So now you can understand, ma'am, you are talking to eBay, not to any XYZ company. And I'm from the account.
I'm not to eBay. This is an eBay. eBay would have an email address that ends with @ebay.com, not @gmail.com. So I do not believe this is eBay. I'm terminating this phone call and will be reporting it to police.